Rati craned his neck to see inside the hatch, but let me walk in first.
Are you sure no one's aboard?
He followed me through the lock. I was not. There shouldn't be, but I hadn't been able to get a confirmation on that from the transport. I sent my drones ahead. Stay behind me.
This is ill-advised.
Garothan clomped along after Rati. On visual and via drone cam, I was looking at small, low-ceilinged corridors. Dingy and scuffed, but mostly clean. Worn gray and brown upholstery on the seats along the bulkhead in the small lounge we passed through. Lights were up. Life support set for humans, but the transport was clearly designed mostly for cargo shipping with passengers as an afterthought. Ahead off the main corridor, my drones encountered a transport maintenance drone, wobbling in the air with its spidery arms drooping, beeping pathetically.
Do you smell something bad?
Something's happened to the waste recycling.
The air cleaners were working, but the filters needed maintenance the transport couldn't perform. Or maybe it had been stopped deliberately, hoping to try to alert someone. The limping ship's drone swerved away from my drones and led them through a short upward passage and into the main crew lounge. Right. So this wasn't a recycler problem. I followed the drones, but stopped in the hatchway to the lounge compartment. Rati and Garothan halted behind me in confusion. I had trained them too well to step past me in a situation like this, walking into a strange place. But Rati peered around my side, and Garothan stood on his tiptoes to see over my shoulder. It was a fairly standard lounge with padded seats along the walls and quiescent display surfaces floating in the air. In the far wall, a set of steps wound up to the cabin area just above. On the floor in the middle were dried stains of various disgusting fluids that tend to come out of human bodies when they die. I also have fluids that come out of me when I'm injured. They aren't any less disgusting, just different. But I also have fewer places for fluids to come out of, unless you count open wounds. Right, this is completely irrelevant. And sitting on the curved couch along the bulkhead was a utilitarian blue bag with a shoulder strap.
That's blood and... Oh no.
Was someone ill there?
Someone was dead there.
Rati stepped back, worried and clearly upset.
Now can we call station security?
My drones had just completed a fast scan/search of the transport, and I knew it was unoccupied. Whoever had killed Lutran, and hopefully it was Lutran who had been killed here, and not some other human we hadn't found yet, was long gone. The damage to the transport systems meant there was no chance of retrieving video or audio without some extensive memory repair. There was nothing else here we could do. Now you can call station security.